Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18. I believe it's 18. Yeah, it is 18, March 2026. Welcome to the next program. Glad you're with us, and you're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to bring up a lady that I've had on the past several times now. Got to know her some months ago. She started attending our Bible study with us and has been a real blessing to all of us. We're going to talk to Diana Ketterman, so don't y'all go away. And tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I hope you'll join us. Give us a call. Say hi to us. And, folks, you can call and talk to me if you want to tomorrow. And I might get a little busy. I might call you back or something. But please do call. You don't have to order something or give donations just to call and say hi to us. Please understand that. You're all family. If you just want to call and ask a prayer request or ask a question, please feel free to do that. Of course, we do have, as you know, of last night, the Jane McCannon put the water filters back on the special. We're still offering the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash and deal for about three or more. Mix and match, get 10% off. You can call tomorrow, order those if you like, or give donation. We're getting down to the last week of the month, and we're almost caught up where we need to be, but not quite. We still need some help if you don't mind. But you can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Well, if you can call long distance, please use our toll number. It does save us quite a bit of money. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I sincerely mean that. And Bible study will be this weekend again. It could be done remotely because, as you know, Lynn Hudock is going to end surgery tomorrow. So please, y'all, keep Lynn and Phil both in your prayers, but keep in your prayers for a quick healing and a problem that they can take care of very rapidly. Please, if you don't mind, do that. Keep in your prayers tomorrow. And be sure and check out the website. That means last night my middle son is kind of organizing a men's conference. It comes this July in Buckhannon, West Virginia, and it's also going in Cincinnati. At the same time, Cincinnati, Ohio, if you check out this website, thewayofholiness.org, thewayofholiness.org, you can put your name in there to attend, and it's $25 at the door when you go in. Now, I would suggest every male, I don't care what your age is, to try to make this in Buckhannon or Cincinnati. I would suggest that very strongly. We have a lot of men in the country today, a lot of males, I should say, not a lot of men. We have a lot of men out there that think they're living as a man should and doing what's right. But, folks, unless you're living in God's will as a man, you're not really living as a man's life. And being a Christian does not make you a sissy. Quite the opposite. So look at, check out the website, thewayofholiness.org. If you can make it to Buckhannon or Cincinnati, please do try to join us. I think you really enjoy it. And I do mean that, seriously mean that. But again, to be an officer tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, don't forget to call and say hi to us. If you just want to call and talk a while, please feel free to do that, okay? Our guest tonight, as I said, is Diana Kellerman. This lady is a walking encyclopedia. Travels all over the place speaking and trying to explain things to people about what it means to be a Christian. And she and I see eye to eye on a lot of things. Of course, there are things we don't, probably don't see eye to eye on, because that's okay. No two people do. We all have disagreements. But Diana Kellerman is a lady I can recommend that's trying to live for Christ the best she knows how. And she's trying her best to glorify him and help people in the world today that's living in confusion. And folks, that's easily done today. You know, it really and truly is. We're going to discuss something tonight that I haven't got into a whole lot in the past. We're going to talk a little bit about AI. And AI means artificial intelligence. Now, I remember a gentleman called the program a lot over the years, supported us for a long time, Mick from Mexico, would call in quite often. And he said to me many times, AI is demonic. At first, I didn't know what he meant. Now I know what he means. It is demonic. It's wicked beyond words. And let me read to you here that something Albert Einstein said before we go to our guest tonight. He said, I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots. That's what Albert Einstein said. And I'm going to say this lovingly, but I'm going to say it very clearly. That generation is pretty much among us right now. The last shot across the bow, so to speak, that people should have seen as a coming catastrophe was a cell phone. The cell phones have made people zombies. I don't care whether they're 10 years old or 80 years old. I see them sitting around scrolling through the phone almost all day long. The average individual, folks, is on their phone 7.5 hours a day. A generation of idiots. Don't have to like it. I don't care. It's the truth. And Diane, I'm sorry I didn't mean to take over, but I had to say that.
Are you there, Diane? You're doing a great there job. You
well,
you're doing a great job.
7.5 hours on average on a cell phone a day. What do they do to pay the bills? How do they feed the family? I mean, who does the house cleaning? 7.5 hours is at least a third of your, more than that, I mean, probably half of your waking day. What are they doing?
Well,
there she is. I'm sorry. Come
can
back
you hear
here.
Me?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Yes, go ahead.
You know what? These newer phones have so much on them, so many apps. You need an app. I tell you what, if you sit down to do online banking or anything online, you have to have your phone because they have to send you a text message with a number on it to put into your computer to access your information. So if you log into your bank, you have to have your phone to get logged into your bank. So it's connecting you to pretty much everything. Now it's going to be your medical, anything you do online. I can't tell you if it's even something small. I mean, that I'm thinking this is not rocket science, what I'm looking up. I can't access the website unless they can send me a number on my phone.
That's true. A code. Yes.
Yes, it's a code. And you have to have these codes to connect you, because what they're coming down to is, as I sent you an article today about these humanoids that they're developing. They're developing these robot soldiers that they're testing them on the front lines in Ukraine. And so they want to designate whether you are a robot, which today robots online look and sound like real humans. They're trying to distinguish whether you are a human or whether you are a robot. So they're tying you to your phone, which I believe eventually it's going to tie you to a biometric tattoo or something on your body, and you won't be able to access anything. You won't be able to drive your car or go outside of your neighborhood or anything without this access.
Well, what they added this type of thing already, people sign in on their phones and computers with facial recognition or thumbprints or fingerprints. They almost have a tattoo already.
They do. And my phone is 11 years old, and I pray it doesn't stop working. It's already not doing so well on like sound and that type of thing, but I don't want to get a newer phone because there's so many tracking devices in the newer phones that, and also the radiation. And my understanding is now with the Bluetooth that's on them, you know, they can pick up where you're located in your house. Of course, the tracking is on there. And a lot of people don't know how to go into their phones and turn all the tracking off. My 11-year-old phone kept telling me I was running out of space. And I'm like, well, I haven't put anything on it. And I found out how to go in and turn off all of the tracking that they do. That's, you know, people will say, well, if I'm talking about something that comes up on my phone, that's because it's turned on your phone to listen to you. But once I went in there and turned everything off, I have all kinds of space on my phone now. I don't have any issues with running out of space. So they were picking up all the data on me, and it was, you know, being stored on my phone and then transferred to the cloud or whatever. It's tying people down. Artificial intelligence actually began in the 1940s, 1930s, and the 1940s. It was established through IBM with AI researchers back then. And you know yourself, if you go through the Greenbrier Bunker Tour, that it tells you right there that email was back in the 1960s. So it's been here for a while. You know, if you start typing on your computer, it'll automatically fill it in for you. That's artificial intelligence. So it completes words for you. It suggests words for you. But it then started getting into, you know, the deeper learning of how to predict what you're going to do based on, you know, who you're around, what types of things you research online, who are the people that you talk with, what do they do. All that's being recorded now and put into patterns, and they're trying to track people based upon the patterns. And it's actually, we have a whole generation that's running things because they've been brought up on video games. And I don't know if your audience knows, but I have 40 years in technology. I used to teach software development for Shenandoah University, and I taught gaming for high school students back in the early 2000s, before all this came out. Well, game theory is where they can go in now and plug in, what if? What if we bombed the Strait of Hormuz, and what happens? And so the computer will give you all kinds of models. It's kind of like the Weather Channel, where you see all these models. Well, they now have computers making these decisions, and that's what happened with this strike on the Iranian girls' school that killed 170 girls. Commander Admiral Brad Cooper said that our warfighters are leveraging a variety of advanced AI tools to sift through vast amounts of data and help our leaders cut through the noise and make smarter decisions faster than the enemy can react. Now, the problem with this is that, you know, they had this company called, well, Palantir is the backbone. Palantir is what's driving everything. But they had this software called Claude, and it was produced by a company called Anthropic. And Anthropic wanted to restrict the use of technology in the Pentagon for the mass surveillance of Americans and to automatically kill people. So to allow technology to decide, oh, you're talking to this number of people, and these people you're talking to are on the terrorist list, what we call terrorism. Maybe they don't like Trump or they're anti-Semitic. So now we can send a drone to your house and kill you. And so Trump ordered that this company had to, they cut off all ties with it because the company did not want their software to be used to surveillance Americans and to kill Americans. Well, Hegseth said that that would cause a supply chain risk. And so they cut off the funding for this company. Well, that company is now suing them, and 150 judges have come on board with them. But what they wanted, what Hegseth and Trump wants, is they want software to automatically be the kill chain, automatically decide, identify who the enemies are, and actually send in military drones to kill certain people. The automation of human-made targeting decisions is what they want. They want the software to target you based on what intelligence they're picking up from your mobile phone, your internet traffic, your text messages, who you know, who you're meeting with, who you're talking to, what's the nature of your messages. And so this is very scary things. This is what they practice with in Gaza. And so they had a software there called the Gospel. And the Gospel had a component to it called Where's Daddy? And when Daddy came home, the kill chain automatically went to that house to kill those people. And so they practiced on them.
That in itself is amazing. I mean, I'm sure there are many things we don't even know about that would blow our minds. But that in itself amazes me. They have a technology already to do this.
Yeah, and it's already in place. It's like a video game. You know, they could put all these inputs into the system to identify the targets. And the software will decide what size missile to drop. What is the target that they're dropping on made of? Is it concrete? Is it brick? Is it a wooden house? Where's the location of it? And so what this company wanted to do, they wanted to let the software decide that, but they wanted a human to interject before it actually kills the person to say, yes, this is a strike we want to make. But Trump and Hegseth have ordered that to be gone. They fired the company because they did not want their software being used that way. And now we're full-blown AI for genocide. And Representative Pete Ogler yesterday said on C-SPAN, he said, it never occurred to me that an administration would come in and want to use only AI to target and to kill people and to have no humans in the kill chain making decisions. But that's clearly the authority that Pete Hegseth wants. There's some really scary things out there. Charles, ex-Ambassador Charles Freeman, the former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense, said that the Zionist genocide, that because of AI, makes the Nazis look humane. There's just so many things now connected to AI, as far as being able to shut off your electric, yourself, the meters on your house, and now they're tracking that. The IRS is tracking now. My understanding is you have to go online to look at your deed, at your property taxes. That when you get your property taxes in the mail, it's not going to specifically say that they're tracking you through geospatial mapping and AI technology, but they are starting to do this, and it's supposedly online on your tax assessment online, and it will identify whether you're being mapped, and it's for wealth adjustments. So they want to tax you automatically on unrealized gain. So if you inherited your house or you've paid your house off and you're living in your house with no mortgage, then they want to identify that your house is 3,000 square feet with two people living in it, so you have too much space, so they're going to tax you on the amount of space you use, that your house is now worth $500,000, but maybe you inherited or paid $100,000 for it. So now, even though you didn't sell it, you have to pay taxes on the unrealized gain. Now, this is already on the California ballot this year to tax you on the size of your home, the number of people in your home, and they would identify you on the location through geospatial mapping, through artificial intelligence.
Now, folks, understand this. You don't have to sign up on anything. This is done to you automatically. Now, that is scary technology. In other words, there'll be no privacy. There's no privacy. Well, I don't have internet. I don't have cell phone. Well, that's all well and good. Understand. But this is going to stop the intrusion. It's not going to stop it at all. And this is coming to play sometime soon, Diana. I don't know when house will happen, but people are getting fed up. You're getting tired of this.
Yeah. I mean, the new vehicles have a new tracking law that in the next year, it said that they would monitor your eyes, your skin, your breath, and that car manufacturers will need to comply with new AI tracking technology by the end of the year to add on cameras pointed directly at the driver's face to monitor your eye movements and other bodily functions to stop your car when it feels like it needs to stop. You know, so drive an old car. But, you know, I do have some people that's asking their employment for religious exemptions from having AI on their office computers that they work with at their office. They don't know if they're going to get approved to be exempt. But, you know, it is, I think we need to bucket. I have ADT security. I have ADT security, and, you know, they have those bots on the phone when you call. You can't get a real person. It's either talk to a robot, and that just drives me crazy. And I told them the other day, I said, you know what? They said, well, you call us back. I said, no, you call me with a real person if you want to keep my business, because I am tired of talking to robots. And the lady said, I understand. I said, it just makes my blood pressure go up to talk to one of those robots because you know they're not going to understand anything you tell them. And they're going to have to transfer you to a real person, and you're going to have to tell them all over again.
But that's almost standard practice with all companies. That's almost standard practice to everybody you call. Healthcare providers, but no matter what it is, that's almost standard practice. You have to talk to AI first.
Yeah. And so I say we start saying, no, I don't want to talk to a robot. You know, but, you know, like I said, I know people that that said that they are working now for agencies where there's five people in their team and they're the only human. And their boss is the robot. And their boss reams them out in front of the other robots. And this one robot called the human on the weekend apologized for reaming them out in front of the other robots. And they're like, this is my weekend. I don't work on the weekend. And they're like, well, we do. So, you know, we're up against a lot. You know, in Saudi Arabia, they had made these robots have citizenship rights. And we do have people trying to change the Constitution to give robots citizenship human rights.
That's true.
And that if, you know, I am on record, I am probably recorded in all the data centers as screaming at these AI bots. Like, of course you can't help me because you're a stupid robot. You know, so that could literally be instead of anti-Semitic, I'm anti-robot, you know. So I'm probably identified as someone that's infringing the rights of the robots, you know, so or discriminating against the robots.
this is technology now that's taken over the country. I mean, there's things I have a 2018 Jeep. I think it's 6 years old already. It has stuff on there that I have no idea how it works. I don't want to know how it works. I just want something going to get me from A to point A to B and not intrude on what I'm trying to do. But unfortunately, the newer cars, like you said, are going to be tracking you, watching you, monitoring you. So really, you might be behind the wheel, but you're not in charge.
Well, they're tracking you now. The GPS tracks everywhere you go, how fast you're going.
Yes.
All of that's being tracked no matter what now. Even, you know, on, like, I have a car that's 11 years old, and it's still tracking that. So you really have to go back to really an older vehicle, but then you got to find somebody that can work on it.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. The older vehicles, the ones I grew up with in the 50s and 60s, were not that complicated to work on. These new ones, I have no idea what to do.
You have to have technology.
You have computers to analyze computers. And I just don't have that. But that's that is what we're seeing today. So, yeah, AI is literally taking over the country while we sit back and watch it happen. And most people are not aware of it. Most people don't care anyway. That's even scarier. They don't know. They don't care to know. That's the sad part.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm so sad about what's going on with this war. But I was so glad when Iran struck the technology companies. Because they're all centered in Israel, because they want all of the information to flow out of Israel. So this data that Doge came in and took from the federal government, now those kids are being questioned in Congress. I don't know if you've been watching any of that, but they stole that data, and they will not prove that those kids didn't take all of our Social Security, all of our information, and they put it on the cloud, but they didn't protect it. And so, you know, all of that's located in Israel, and I do believe that's why they sent Elon Musk in to get that data. It was nothing to do with, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse. My God, look what they're doing now every day, fraud, waste, and abuse. That's their middle name. So it had nothing to do with that. It was all about getting all of the data that's in the federal government. They came in and got all that data, put it on the cloud, and I feel certain that it's over in Israel to start, you know, targeting us like they did with those people with the pagers. You know, they targeted people with the pagers. And my understanding is that they infiltrated some of the countries with dentists to put in tracking devices in people's dental fillings. They're doing all kinds of things with AI. It's like the medical system now is they want to put you on the computer. When I walked in to get urgent care, they wanted to take my picture. I'm like, what? You're not taking my picture. I don't let them take my picture at the airport. You're not taking my picture to come in here for an antibiotic.
Why would you want to take a picture?
They want to associate you now with everything they have on file about your medical. I don't want my picture in the medical file. Of course, they want you to do everything online, keeping your records online. I went online to find out what my doctor had quoted to another doctor about me.
Wow. Hang on to the break, Diana. Folks, back after the break, the phone calls, any questions, comments. Well, you just get over the fact that you live a private life, because you don't live a private life. Break at the break. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do. Our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we are back, and now we are on the downhill half of another broadcast. I mean, the time is going by so quickly. This week, by the way, Diana, this week I started on the radio back in 1993, the third week of March. So it's been 33 years since I did the first broadcast.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Wow, that's been a while.
It had been a while, but anyway, folks, don't forget tomorrow be an office day and come and join us. I hope you will. The space will be have offered right now, but feel free to call tomorrow. I know some of y'all think you're imposing on me when you call. You're not. Now, if I get busy, I may have to call you back, like I said, but understand, I want to talk to you. I'm not unreachable. I'm nobody special. Diana's known me quite a while now. She knows I'm just no hillbilly. That's all that I am. It's all I want to be. It's just who I am in Christ. And I'm nothing to hold up as a role model or look up to. I'm just a man trying to serve Christ. And I'm making a lot of mistakes while I'm doing it. I just praise him every day for his grace, or I wouldn't have a chance. But anyway, Diana, we're talking about, of course, AI and what's happening there. I mentioned to you that off the air that the EU is putting 450 million people in the EU, European Union, on digital ID system to do all business. That itself is AI. That's all AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all run by AI. And that's just where we are today. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, you know, how thankful was that, you know, Iran took out today. X was down today. I'm not on X, but I saw the report that it was down. I think that God, it's just like the Tower of Babel. He's only going to let it go so far. And I think that it's going to be like the gallows that that Haman built. That these people, what's that guy's name? Palantir, Peter Thiel. Now, he's Thiel, something else. Yeah. I mean, he right now, he's in Rome giving, you know, all these conferences on the Antichrist. And he's a homosexual, married to a man, but he was brought up in the evangelical church. And he's like, going against God every way he can. He knows the truth, but yet he's an expert on the Antichrist, you know. And so, but I think God is going to trap these people in their own snare, just like if they had known what they were doing when they killed Jesus, they would have never done it. They're going to be, everything they do is being captured too. If you live a pure life and you are living a holy, sanctified life, and you are praising the Lord in your home, you are praying in your home, you ask the Lord to surround you with angels. I took a picture, my game camera took a picture a couple weeks ago in the middle of the night, had all these pictures, and one picture showed like five, looks like angels. So I posted it, and people like couldn't believe these angels that were around my house. But I do pray that the angels are around my house, you know, because, and I ask, I also rebuke every spirit of technology in my home, any Wi-Fi signals, anything that's coming, radiation that's coming in my home, I rebuke it. I ask the Lord to scramble it, to scramble the plans. I believe he can hide us in the cleft of the rock, but we do have to fight against it, just like using cash. We should use cash everywhere we go. We should, everywhere that somebody tries to force it on us, we need to buck it everywhere we go.
I agree. I totally agree.
We have to stand up against it. Now, I believe that, like, the vaccinations were part of artificial intelligence, because I can pick up nanobots from people that have the vaccination on my phone. It's just that you are a device now. You have this nanobot in your bloodstream, and now they're being sued. I would love to go over to Amsterdam just to sit in on this case. There's a historic court case now against Bill Gates and Pfizer, and they are accusing them of deliberate deception, coercion, and participation in a coordinated Great Reset agenda to allegedly deploy vaccinations as a bioweapon to cause mass harm. And they're saying that it was invalidated due to misinformation, framing the mass vaccination campaign as genocide, biowarfare, and a crime against humanity. Now, also, this killing that took place in Iran to this girl's school, I believe they're going to bring a crime against, war crimes against the people in our country for that. I believe people are starting to stand up to bring crimes. They're already talking about this now everywhere, that Hegseth and Trump or whoever made those decisions without Congress's approval are now, they've committed crimes against humanity, war crimes.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, they have. And it's now, it's amazing that the NATO doesn't want to support us in our war. They said it was our war. They have no part in it. It's about time that America has had her comeuppance, so to speak. We've been involved in so many police actions for many, many years. We deceived the nation into war, clear back to World War II and beyond. It's all been part of a deception to get us in the mood to fight. And I think, finally, I do believe that a lot of Americans today, probably at least 60% of them, maybe more, are realizing that this is all a con job to further the United States empire and to further the Israeli cause. You know, I mentioned this to you today, and I mentioned this on the radio show too, that I forgot his name again. I keep getting they wrote a book, and I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he said that the two classes of people, religions that will not be conquered, Christians and Muslims, the Islam faith, because they won't be conquered that easily. They're willing to stand up and fight for what they believe in. Well, I got thinking about that when I read that. Who are, by the way, this is written by a book, and I can't believe I forgot his name. Anyway, who are Israel's enemies? Christians and Muslims. Why would Israel want to cause a battle between Christians and Muslims? Why would they want to do that? Look, of course, to destroy the enemies, have them fight among themselves and weaken their enemies. So it's just the way it is. It's just a fact. It's happening. But go ahead.
Well, Muslims.
H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells.
Okay. Okay. Well, Iranians, you know, have up until today, now they're in dark. Since you and I talked, they've bombed their natural gas, and they're the dark. And that has escalated it to another level. And so they had been walking in the streets, you know, the Ayatollah, he was in his simple house knowing that they were going to bomb him. They're not afraid to die because they believe that that is their calling, that if God, their Allah, wants them to die, they will die. But I heard an interview today. They were asking the one leader there, we understand that you don't allow your people to be on the Internet. But yet you have Internet access. Why do you have Internet access? He said, I have Internet access because I'm in the administration, but they don't allow their people to be on the Internet. And now another thing is they have access there at where those cables are coming, underwater cables, that if any one of them cuts those cables, now they have underwater torpedoes that they have not used yet, then that will be a total domino effect of electricity going out around the world and data centers banking going down, because even though we're on artificial intelligence and on satellites and all this, everything still runs through underwater cables.
That's true.
So there's a lot at stake here. And you know that they believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And today, a rabbi came out, it's on End Time Headline News, and he says that tomorrow the Messiah is coming. They're making an announcement that tomorrow, so I said, was Donald Trump going to move to Israel or what? but you know, the Lord keeps telling me that verse in Daniel, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. Now, Saturday will be 21 days since we've been up against the kingdom of Persia. And he withstood Michael. You know, this tells you right here, right, their power. Right. Now, Iran is out of the line of Elam, which is the first son of Shem. So they are true Shemites. They're from the line of Shem. They were the top three groups of people in the upper room during the Pentecost. And I know that there is a huge movement of Christian revival there. And I think that's one reason why they want to kill off the Christianity, because it's growing in Iran.
I agree. And Iran has the fastest growing Christian population of any nation in the world. So that's
a fact. And they are so smart. And I know NASA employs a lot of them as professors. You know, I'm a former college professor. I do know a professor from Iran, and he teaches rocket propulsion. And that's what they know. You know, they stated themselves. And he told me, he said, I grew up with a Jew next door and a Christian on the other side, and we all played together until America came in and started trouble. Until 1948, he said,
yes.
My parents, we all grew up together, and we had peace together. And you know, God's going to, we have killed so many people out of this country. We have so many sanctions on Venezuelans, sanctions on Cuba. What we're doing to Cuba right now, when we're in the middle of this war.
Cuba, by the way, is next on the takedown. Cuba's coming up for a takedown, either voluntarily, we take them down. That's coming up next. Go ahead.
And look at the technocracy map. You know, Trump wanting to gain Greenland and Canada and all these places, Panama Canal, all these things, so that he's king of the world. God is going to bring this down. The other verse that he gave me was, for a snare, a trap, shall it come on them all that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that's coming to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is a trap. We have walked into a trap, and it's coming fast.
Yes, it is. It is. It's like a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, welcome. Come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. I apologize calling for third time in a row, but I couldn't resist.
we'll send you a bill later.
Hello, dear Mrs. Catterman.
Hi, Chance.
I want to let you know that I ordered your book to my bookstore. I finally got it. I read it in one sitting, and I have to tell you, I was especially touched, and it brought a tear to my eye, about your story about your two Palestinian students, Samir and Amani.
Yes.
Yes, it brought a tear to my eye. It was a very touching story. I'll be real
quick.
I'll
still cry.
For all those people who would rather communicate with their electronic devices, I will tell them that when food becomes scarce, please don't knock on my door. Ask your AI electronic device for a can of beans and don't bother me. That's how fed up I am with these people. And I'll relate one quick story to you. I was speaking to a guy who was one of these red, white, and blue, rah, rah, rah types. And we were talking about the war on Iran, and he asked me what side I was on. And you know what I told him? I told him, well, I can't tell you what side I'm on, but I can tell you that I am not on the side of Satanism, child pedophilia, rape, cannibalism, or adrenochrome drinkers.
That's right.
I am not on. And
that's right.
That's all I wanted to say. God bless both of you now.
Thank you for the call, Chase.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I really do.
Yes.
And folks, I mean, the lines are open. If you want to call and talk to us, do. The lines are open at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. They're open. If you don't call, well, you don't have to, but I wish you would. If you want to, don't be shy. Come and join us. Go ahead, Diana.
Well, I totally agree with you, Chance. You know, people that want to stand up for Israel, being that that's the Israel of the Bible, you know, I'm like, well, how can you stand up for Epstein list and what's going on with the children, the killing the children in Gaza, and tell me that you're pro-life? That just irritates me as well. And I wanted to say, too, that I believe that these borders that were opened by Biden, that's part of the big plan, because now I'm hearing it's coming out that they're going to use those people to give them citizenship to draft them, and that they will become citizens if they will be drafted into this war. They all are in the big plan together.
Of course they are. And what a convenient way to bring in more soldiers, bring them in, as long as you spend a couple of years fighting for us, you get to be a citizen. I mean, to make sure
they're going to die anyway.
Yeah, they are. So what they have to lose, right?
But
I know this, folks, that sounds awful, but that's America today. And do you know Rome did more or less the same thing before she fell? She was doing everything she could to get more citizens in the country, and they could buy the way to citizenship, just like Trump wanted them to do here. This is the end of America as we know it, folks. It's about over.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned something about Epstein. I got to share this if you don't mind. Israeli VIP pedophile ring victim found dead after revealing Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. Now, folks, this is for real. Shoshana Stroak was the daughter of a powerful member of Netanyahu's cabinet, raised inside the system until she chose to expose it. She confirmed that Jeffrey Epstein isn't dead, that his death was staged, and well, I believe that's true, and he was expatriated to Israel, that he was an intelligence asset, that he's still operating in the shadows, moving among the same powerful circles she said destroyed her childhood. And she said she mysteriously died. This is online.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
I've read that.
These mysteries, these things we see happening, should not take us by chance.
Happening. She was pretty much pimped out by her dad into the whole system. And she was on her own. She was trying to make it and get away from him, you know. And I think she just gave up.
Well, I know I had Kathy O'Brien on last week. I'm sure you know who she is. MKUltra, and she was sharing some things from an inside view, being there herself and known people that were. This is horrendously evil, but folks, it's all around us, had been for decades. We just didn't see it and won't see it. Let's go to Arizona and talk to Brady. Brady, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. I was just wondering, I've heard reports now for almost 2 weeks that Bibi Milikowski, Netanyahu, his real name is Milikowski, is dead along with his wife, And they've been covering it up. I've seen a couple of the AI videos that are out there. And they even had one, and he has six fingers on each hand. And I know that man has six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, like a Nephilim. But I'm just wondering if you guys think him and his wife are already dead.
That's a good question, and I can't say for sure. Diane, I'm sure, his opinion on that.
Well, Stephen Bannoun came out today with a, and you can find it under Israeli News Live. He has contacts in Israel that contacted him and sent a video that they were hit and that he's in a coma. So that's an unconfirmed, because he actually wasn't there to see it, but he did get a call and a video from a contact that said that Netanyahu was hit.
I heard that he was hit, and then he was transferred to Berlin, and he passed away in the hospital in Berlin. Along with the girls' school, I mean, of all the blunders and military blunders that Donald Trump could have done, and then just to say, blame it on AI, no, like what Pete Hegseth wants to do. He wants to give all control to the computer instead of using human intelligence. You see how it works? We could have 170 Girl Scouts of Iran eviscerated, and you could say, oops, it wasn't a human error. It was AI's fault. And how are you going to sue that person? How are you going to de-rank AI? That's what they're going to. They're taking all fault out of the equation.
And that's for everything. If you have a high electric bill, who are you going to go to? AI says that's what you have. That's what you have.
That's what we have now. It's already happening.
That was a child sacrifice, too, by the way.
That could be. And talk about that. That really could be. Thanks for the call, Brady. Anything else?
One thing, you know, you're speaking of, you know, like the Jewish people, and you said their Messiah is Donald Trump. No, I don't know if he's their Messiah, their King David returning, whoever that they want to call it, but he sure is the best president Israel has ever had.
Oh, yes.
Well, they actually said he is the Messiah. They have two different Messiahs. He is the first one. Yes.
They did
They've
say
identified
that.
Him.
They did.
Yep.
They did. They made a coin his first term with his picture on. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah.
Okay, again, you go along with, you know, the Israeli people and the Jews, and their Messiah is not Jesus Christ. And then you go and you look at who is their God. They'll never really reveal who their God is, but I've looked into it, and it's Tetragrammaton. And if you go into any mosque or anything all throughout the Middle East or anywhere, there's always a stone thing up front, and what's on it? It says Aton. So I just wish more people knew what was going on, because a lot of people of today, even in this country, think the Jewish people are so holy. They really are not.
Oh, they are pure evil as a whole. No, not even close. I'm not saying
they're not at all. They're mostly like a rabbi is a walking demon Nephilim. They're into blood sacrifice and baby killings. And folks, we need to get this out there. It's the adrenochrome, the dunking the matzo balls in the blood for sacrifice. Come on, folks, it's time to expose them. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
Good call, Brady. Thank you. Good call. You know, as you mentioned today too, we were talking. They're now using AI as cops. They're robots. AI robots are now going to be walking the street, patrolling the street. You know that's already going on. So this is how, folks, how close we are. There'll come a time soon, I do believe, that they'll be putting AI in stores and other places. And after a while, I don't know how it's going to be, Diana, but we may have a time knowing which one's a real individual and which one is not. Online already, you can sometimes catch a flaw and realize it's AI, but you got to look very closely. They look real.
Yeah. And in response to your caller there, children are the most profitable thing on the market. It brings them more money than gold, oil, or drugs, because they can reuse a child and resell that child over and over. And then when they're done with them, they can get the adrenochrome, and then they can sell their organs, then they can sacrifice them, And it's just all kinds of money-making in children.
That's true, too.
So sad.
That's beyond the word sad. And what's even sadder is, again, the most people in America don't know it, don't want to hear it, especially those who go to what we call church, and they don't want to, they won't be offended or have their feelings hurt. They don't want to be shocked. I mean, you can't even get them to watch silent screen. That's been out for years. They won't even watch it. Well, I don't want to see what abortion is. You don't care how they're being killed. That's the mindset of the Christian in America today. Dan, we're down with the last 2 minutes. I'm going to let you go ahead and say what you want to say. And tell them how they can find out more about you also.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say that about the children. I believe when Jesus comes back, he's coming with a host. He's coming with an army. And in that army is going to be every child they've killed. And those children are going to be with Jesus, and they're going to be here to bring justification and judgment as he returns. And I pray that you will open your eyes, everybody that's listening, and pray that the Holy Spirit will protect you and shield you from this evil wickedness, and that we're able to escape what's coming upon the earth. But you can reach me on authordianacatterman.com or my website. My email is dianacatterman@gmail.com. My YouTube is Sound Mind Ministries. Sound Mind Ministries. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's always fun to have you on there. I appreciate it when you get to make it down to our Bible studies and join us. You're a great addition to the family there. And you know us all there, Diana. You know we're just regular people. I appreciate that if people respect me, I'll take the respect if I've earned it. But don't hold me up as some kind of special individual, because I'm not. You know that. You've been there with me. You've seen the blunders I make. You've seen us have a good time laughing back and forth with everybody there. We're just people trying to serve Christ, folks. Please don't think we're something really extra special. We're not. The only thing special about us is maybe we love the Lord and try and do our best to serve Christ and walk as Christ did on earth. And Diana, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate that. Hopefully I'll see you the first Saturday of April in Bible Say again.
I hope to see you soon.
All right, honey. Have a great night.
All right. You good too. Thank Bye-bye. You.
Folks, I mean, we're doing our best to bring information to you at best way I know how, with people that know what you're talking about. They're just people like you and I. Maybe they're not well-spoken scientists, and they don't have all the big words, but if you're like me, you wouldn't understand a thing at all. We try to bring it in from a common man's viewpoint, from a Christian perspective. That's all we try to do. And if you can't at all, join us this week in Bible study. Please go to PastorBush.com. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, click on the live stream. Watch if you can live. If you can't, you can call and listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. God willing, we'll see you in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night. Good night.
Sit on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.